spend the time not only on Taisis, not really on Taisis, just on Taisis assumption. Again, the Yamed Aleph, the entire discussion of the Yamed Aleph didn't have to do with Ksuva. It only had to do with Nemela Yisraelov. Yamed Beis, we get into the union of Ksuba, which comes soon with the memory of Shmuel. At this point, Taisis, the Ramasal Elam Esav Laksuba, Taisis said that one. That's Mashma in the Gemara, that he's Nemon Lafsida Ksuba. Which means to say that if he says Pesa Pesuach, so she loses the Ksuba. In fact, Taisis Akasha. At the end of the first white line, Bakasha, Amaim Afsidik Suvasa. Havis Svek Svek. Safik Ihavi Baki Bepesa Psuachim Lav. Maybe he's not a Baki, and then he has to pay the Ksuba, she was really a Besuva. And secondly, Tim Salim Bepesa Psuach Havis Safik Aydin Safik Ratsin, the Fila Ishis Kayiba in Islam Ifsidik Suvasa. Even a Ishis Kayin Ba'ainis doesn't lose the Ksuba. So as Tais is saying, two Sveikis. Ainis Ratzin, Kimlai and Lai Kimlai. Tachtav and not Tachtav, Tais doesn't say why. Why is Tais mixing Tachtav and not Tachtav? Is it because we're dealing with Kusim Bas Gimel? Or is it because it doesn't really matter? If she was a Ba'ula before Erisin, she also loses the Ksuba. When you're talking about answering her to her husband, if the Bia was beforehand, so she's mutter to her husband. If you talk about the Ksuba, she doesn't lose the whole Ksuba, but if she was a Ba'ula before they got married, it's a Mekartos. So either you could say, I want out, it's a Mekartos. She loses the Ksuba because she said she's a Psula, she's really a Bula. Or even if he wants to stay married, he could say, I don't want to give you 200 for the Ksuba, I'm going to give you 100, you're a Bula. So here, when you talk about Hafsida Ksuvasa, it doesn't matter Tachtav and not Tachtav, either way she loses. Because even if it's not Tachtav, it's a problem. Lagabe Ksuba. Now, Akapanim, the aside of this Taisis, what makes this Taisis very important, is the aside of Taisis. Taisis asks that if there's a Svek Sveka, she should lose her, she should, Safi Kimlai, Safi Lai Kimlai, Zanzav Razin, that if there's a Svek Sveka, he should have to pay the Ksuba. Just a second, right? That if it's a Svek Sveka, Kimlai Lai Kimlai. Maybe there's nobody he's talking about, so he has to pay. Even if he knows, if it was buying this, then he also has to pay. So Taisis is asking, Al Svek Sveka should have to pay a Ksuba. In other words, the Yusayt of Taisis is that a Svek Sveka is enough to be Mechayiv Mamin. It could be Maitzi Mamin. You can make him pay based on the fact that there's a Svek Sveka. Okay, we'll see. We'll talk about that. But the pashtus is that we're being mighty mammon based on a sex cycle. We'll talk about just that. So Pnei Yeshua here again is the one who sort of raises the red flag, and he has big time this on Taisvis, that how could a sex fake be mighty mammon? We said all along sex fake mitam rai, according to Moshe Rishayim, Rajma. But sex fake is mitam rai. Why is sex fake work? Because they are right to Dadim to be to Lahachmir. And we know by Mamin that we have a rule, Ein Halchim B'Mamin Achar Arayv. So if by Mamin Ein Halchim B'Mamin Achar Arayv, then how could you be Mighty Mamu with a Svek Svek? So this is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha on Taisvis. And we're going to speak out the three or four Mahalchim, each of them is important in itself, because each of them brings up a yusaidistic issue. First, then by the way, the stipler, Kilas Yaakov Simin Yud Aleph, in the first paragraph, brings down a lot of what we're going to talk about. The Mari Ben Lev, who's a Rishon, a later Rishon, the Mari Ben Lev says, yes, Svek Svek is Maitzimach. Yes, a sex fake is mighty mammon. Why? I sex fake is mitam raiv. He says sex fake is odif me raiv. Sex fake is stronger than a ordinary raiv. Because we have a rule that a sfek sfeika is a din vadai. That you could be mekel mitam vadai by a sfek sfeika. And this goes back to our klar, the psak is a vadai or a safik. So sfek sfeika, you could be mekel mitam vadai. You have two sfeikas, it's a halacha, that it's vadai like the sfek sfeika, that's stronger than raiv. It doesn't explain logically why. This is the, he says, therefore, Svek Svekas, this is Betam Raiv, that place is Shita, Svek Svekas, Mighty Mammon. Because Svek Sveka Adif Me Raiv, and Raiv is now Mighty Mammon, and Svek Sveka, which is better than Raiv, is Mighty Mammon. That's, those are the words of the Marib and Raiv. Now, this question, the Svek Sveka is Betam Vadai, he says Svek Sveka is Betam Vadai, Raiv is only Betam Raiv, and therefore Svek Sveka works. We actually discussed this on Beis Amin Aleph, the very first sugya, when we said that you get married Wednesday night, you go to Besdin Thursday. So Rashi and Tosfos argued why. Rashi said, why does a man go to Besdin Thursday morning? Remember? So Kel should go out. I'll be with Ira, because really, why is he going to Besdin? But she's mutet him anyway, it's a sfek sfeika. So Rashi learned, because we want a Kel to go out, and Edim will know the emes will come, I'll be mavara the emes. And that's why we set this whole business, we're going with getting married on Wednesday, going to Besdin on Thursday, a Kel should come out to be mavara the sfek sfeika. Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos held that the only reason you get married Wednesday to come to Besdin Thursday is Freishas Kayin, Chusim Yibas Gimel. It's only for these women for who there is no Sfek Sfeika, like an Eshas Kayin, Chusim Yibas Gimel. And Mimela, it's a light plug, everybody's married on Wednesday. But Tosfos held, not like Rashi. So Rashi said the reason we made this Takan is to be Mevara the Sfek Sfeika. And Tosfos disagreed. And we mentioned then, Shem, a few achrayim, that it could be they argue in the machlokes, if you have a svek sveika, and you could be mevarer it, do you have to bother being mevarer? If you have a svek sveika, you have two sveikas, it's possible to be mevarer something. Do you have to, or can you just rely on the svek sveika? The shita of Rashi was you have to be mevarer. Take a svek sveika. We make takanis to be mevarer. Svek sveika. Remember, I asked you if you have a package of food on the table, you have to look for a hechsher because it's a svek sveika. Maybe it has a hechsher, maybe it doesn't. Even if it doesn't have a hechsher, maybe it's kosher anyway. Is it bell? So when I said it, some of you guys were laughing. If it's svek sveika, you have two svekas. Do you have to be mevarer? Don't you have to be mevarer? Rashi holds you have to be mevara. What do you mean? If you can find out, you find out. So Tosfos said no. Svek svek, you don't have to. Tosfos says is that a svek svek, you don't have to be mevara. Therefore, he doesn't want to go with Rashi's mouth. That's far. The reason is because Tosfos holds that svek svek is betam vaday. It's a vaday kulam. So you don't have to be mevara. So let me just say. So therefore, it stems with our Tosfos. That if you hold Svek Svek is Mitam Vada, you don't have to be Mavar, as Tais on that base. And if you hold Svek Svek is Mitam Vada, so it could be Mighty Mammon. So the Yisayid of the Marib Ben Leiv is that Svek Svek are Odif Me Raiv. All along with saying Svek Svek is Mitam Raiv, Marib Ben Leiv says Svek Svek is Mitam Raiv, but it's stronger than Raiv. It's better than Stama a Raiv. Whatever the Svar is, if we'll get to or not, but that's his Shita. The Atei Sosek Sveka Adif.
Even according to Rashi, he said that it's
Mitam Vada. So why be Mavara?
It's not considered
a real Safik.
Yeah, it could be
part of it. If you can Mavara, you need to Mavara both sects. there's a bit of a problem with the Mari ben Leiv. His yisayit is that Sfek is better than Raiv. We had a case once last year in Pesachim where Raiv was better than Sfek. That case was a case of Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid. Right, what's the name? Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid Sfekai. Remember which is which? Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid Sfekai Tamei. And that's Halacha Mishum Sinai. Any Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid is Tamei, Brishus Rab is Tamei. We had a Lashon that called Sfekis that you could make, even a Svek Sfeka that you could make, Rishus Hayachid is still Tamei. Even Svek Sfeka. Call us Svekas that you could be Maisif. Salacha Mishum Sinai. The Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid is Tamei. Even if you have a Svek Sfeka and even a Svek Sfeka, all Tamei. So Svek Sfeka doesn't help you. Rishus Hayachid. Even if you have a Svek Sfeka to be Mekel, it doesn't help. Yet, Raiv does help. Raiv works. There's a case where you have 9 Svardeya, 9 frogs and 1 sheretz, and they become confused, you can't tell which is which, they become combined. And 1 is parish, so we say called the parish Maruba parish, and even Brishus Hayachid it's tar. So you go basarai, Brishus Hayachid, to make tar. And svek sveka, you don't. So it seems from there that which is stronger, right, from there it seems that Raiv is stronger than Svek Svek. And the Mari ben Leiv is saying that Svek Svek is stronger than Raiv. So this is a problem with the Kibbutz Yaakov in the same Simon Yud Aleph, but his base poses this question. He goes into a pilpul regarding it, but the point is that Tzedadim Lakan Lakan. From Tysus it seems Svek Svek is better than Raiv. So you don't buy mom, you don't go bus a rive, you do go bus a svek sveka. And Elchis Tumah, it's mashma, rive is better than svek sveka. Because rive there you make, all svek sveka you're not make. Like upon him, this is a problem with the shita of the Mariba life. The second shita is the shita of the shach. The shach has a safer tokvei kayin. Slim Sefer at the Sugim of Mitziyah, Tokvei Kayin. And in that Sefer, which again is quoted, first of all, it's quoted in the Shef Shmaitza Aleph, Perachot Gimel. The Shmaitza has a big arichos on this Taisvis. He has 5 or 6 parakim on the Sex Vekas Mitzimam. And in Perachot Gimel, he brings down the Shita Sashach, which is a nice chap. The Shach says like this. The Shach says, really, Svek Sveka cannot be Maitzi Mamin. Svek Sveka cannot be Maitzi Mamin, because Svek Sveka mitam Raiv, it's equal to Raiv. And if Raiv can't be Maitzi Mamin, then Svek Sveka cannot be Maitzi Mamin. Our Taisus. But now a Gemara from a Svek Sveka was saying by us that a Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Mamin. Why? Zakti Shach. Normally Svek Sveka is not Maitzi Mamin. Over here, we have a shayla. Is this woman mutter to her husband? Was she mizan? In Dinei Isser, the Svek Sveka paskins. In Dinei Isser, she's mutter to her husband or not. The Svek Sveka paskin, she's mutter to her husband. Once the Svek Sveka paskin that she's mutter to her husband, memeila he's chayiv aksubata. Not because the Svek Sveka paskin the Dinei Mamin, but because Dinei Mamin ksuva is dependent on Dinei Yisr. Any man who's mutter to his wife has a din ksuva. All ksuba was made, shalaytei kala beinav leitziyah. So our mamin is not a shayla of maminus. It's a shayla of iser. And once you paskin the shayla of iser and say she's mutter to her husband, memela he has to give her a ksuba. Because any woman is mutter to her husband has to give her a ksuba.
Why was if an echa knas or an isha to her husband, he can't pour the ksuba?
We don't say the reverse. We don't say that if she's asa to her husband, she loses the ksuba. We don't say if she's asa, well, it needs a hesber, but it's not as strong. If she's mutter to her husband, she needs a ksuba. That's pasha. Any man who's mutter to her husband needs a ksuba. You're asking why I say the reverse. In a case with a psak
best. Because there Yaki might see, not being my seat, saying the Chassid Svari. I'm saying,
in a case where this psak, this safik, this asita has been, son of Chinami, maybe she does look similar. I think that the Shemaitzit, I don't know if he talks about this case, I know he talks about other cases, he compares it. Anyway, this is the Shachsi side. It really sucks like it's not my tzimam. Ksuba is tali in being with the labayla, and since ksuba is tali in being with the labayla, so mameila, this is feksfeka paskas. Shavya nashe. If the feksfeka is not feksfeka of kimle, like kimle. By shavya nashe. By pesa psuach, we can't say safi kimle. Say suffik him or suffik like him. And even if it's like him lay, you're going to have to be madai because it's suffik him lay. So that all have to be included in Taisa's cash. What you're saying is that the suffik him lay should work even by Shavya Nasha, which is not so posh.
Should totally be
madai. So does Taisa's Tereth can answer that? Okay, I'm not sure. Tavi Tais Teret has nothing to do with it. Akoponim. The yisayid of the shach is a good yisayid. Question how plugs in Shavu and Ashay, we have to sit down with Cheshbon Eis. But the shach's yisayid is a good yisayid. However, the Shmaitza has a problem with it. And I was saying the Taisvis, I deliberately stuck in a little bit of pshat. Because how does she lose a ksuba? How many ways could she lose a ksuba? Why would a woman, to be asked to Baila is only one way. She was Mizana, Tachta. That's it. But how many ways could she lose a ksuba? Huh? When does a woman lose a ksuba? One way is Mizana, Tachta. The other way? If? But not Gemara. If she was a Ba'ula before they got married, it was a Mekatos. Yeah, two ways she could lose a ksuba. She closes a ksuba because she was on a tachtav. And that we have a psak that we assume she's not mizana tachtav. Or she closes a ksuba because it's a mekartos. Now, if she loses a ksuba because of mekartos, is she mutter to her husband? If the husband says, I want to marry her anyway. Is she mutter to him?
Yeah.
Of course. But she still, but even though she's mutter to him, the psak still is that if he doesn't want to marry her, if he doesn't want to stay with her, it's a mekartos.
Right?
He doesn't have to pay a ksuba. He doesn't have to pay anything if he wants. He could, if he wants to stay, in rats. If he wants to stay, he only doesn't have to pay a hajj. It's a bula. But the point, Frank the Shmaitze, is that what's the whole shach zainfa? That whether you pay a ksuba is totally if she's mutter to him. Since we're paskin, she's mutter, so maybe you pay the ksuba. That's not good enough. You could paskin, she's mutter. And still, it could be that it was a mekartos. It could be she was mizana, not tachtav. Even though there's a svek sveika against it, but a svek sveika is not mitzi mamon. Right? Still a svek sveika against it. Maybe kimle, maybe not. Maybe tachtav, maybe not tachtav. But afal pikein, a svek sveika is not mitzi mamon. It's still a possibility that it was a mekartos. So what are you telling me? That Taisus Kasha is a svek sveika. Is mighty mommy because the sex faker is totally in DNA is Tali and Dina Yisr. And once we pass, she's Mutter. He should have to fork over Ksuba. That was Taisis Kasha. She have to pay Ksuba because the Sfax Vekin says she's Mutter to him. What are you talking about? The Sfax Vekin says she's Mutter to him. And he could still say, I don't want to pay the Ksuba because there's a chance it was not Tachtav. Even if it's a chance, a miut, but still, he might see Mamin, Nacha Mamin Nacha arrive. So he still has a way out of the Ksuba. Taisus is asking, you should have to pay Ksuba. And the Shach says, she's Mutter to you, you should have to pay. What are you talking about? And maybe it's a Mekatos. Why should he have to pay? If he decides he doesn't want, he shouldn't have to pay.
He can't marry,
obviously, it's a case where he wants to. If he chooses not to be married, he should pay Ksuba. I mean, if he wants to stay married, obviously he's the married. So, Lamaisa, we have a problem with the Shach's Teretz also. So we have a problem with the Mary Ben Leif's Shita. We have a problem with the Shach's Teretz. And therefore, the Shef Shmeitz comes with his own Pshat in Shmeitz Aleph Perakov Dalet, which is a tremendous dispute, which we're going to have later. We're learning Mesechtas Ksubis, and we haven't talked too much about Ksuba yet. But in the rest of the parak, we're going to get more to Ksuba. And this Shef Shmeitz, as you say, has a lot to do with Ksuba. Shef Shmeitz says, we know, Ein halchim b'mamon acharav. To be mitzi mamon, that's to take money. To get money from someone, you don't go b'saraiv. That's to be mitzi mamon. So, Pnei Yeshua asked, in our Gemara, you're being mitzi mamon. Why are you being mitzi mamon? Because who has to pay? The husband has to pay. He's got to give out money. Being mitzi mamon. So the Shef Shmeitz, listen to this. Who's the muzik in the money of a ksuba? When a couple is married, who has the money? The husband. Who has the ksuba, the piece of paper? The wife. Who's the muzik in the money? Right. Yeshua assumed he's a muzik. So why does he have to pay? The Shef Shmeitz says no. A ksuba is kigavui. Since it's a takana, not clear for me if it's because it's a takana or because of the shtar, according to the Shmaitz, either way. Maybe it means both. It's a takana that you have to have a ksuba. And she has the ksuba. She is the mugzik. She's not a maitzi. Because she has the shtar in her hand, so therefore she's a mugzik. And because she's a mugzik, therefore she can be teveya with a raiv, even with a raiv or a sexfaker, because she could say, I'm the muzik. When a couple gets married, there's an assumption that there's a ksuba, because they didn't have to have a ksuba. She's a muzik in a ksuba. She has a right to a ksuba, and therefore, the sexfaker works. So this says, Shmeitz is maida, sexfaker is not maitzi mamin. Shef Shmeitz, like the Shach says, really, Sfaksek is not Maitzi Mamon. Over here, it's different. Why is it different? Because she has a ksuba, and anybody who has a ksuba is a muzik.
Shef Shmeitz is not
answering Pnei Yeshua. He's answering Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua's kasha was, how can Sfaksek be Maitzi Mamon? He says Pnei Yeshua's right. Sfaksek can't be Maitzi Mamon. Sfaksek cannot be Maitzi Mamon. But it's not Shvar and Taisvis. Because our Taisvis is talking when there's a ksuba. And a woman who has a ksuba, she's the muzik. She's the one who's a muzik. And she's the one who's a muzik. So a meila, she's okay. She's a muzik, a sex second one.
Does Pesha mean that she's a
muzik? No, Pesha, she's not a muzik. Pesha had a kasha. The Shmaitza says Pesha is wrong. Because really, somebody who has a ksuba is a muzik. Now, this does not hold true for all shtarim. Because we have a klal that a shtar is not kegavli dami. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. A normal shtar, if you have a shtar, you're not a muzik. If you have an IOU, it doesn't make you a muzik. He's saying specifically by ksuba that a woman who's holding ksuba is considered a muzekes, and therefore she can win with the benefit of a sex fake. That's the...
She was paid on that.
Sex, if she was paid on that? What?
I think in general,
general ksuba. Well, if she can produce the shtar ksuba, then she'll win. She has the shtar. If she doesn't have the shtar, it's a raya, so where's the shtar? But if she can produce the shtar ksuba, then she'll win. Even once. So. So it's very good. Chef Schmeitzer sounds very good. As a matter of fact, the Chef Schmeitzer writes beferish that it'll be a nafkamina that she can win haksuba. If you'll have a case, whichever case we'll come up with, where she has a migu, she'll win with a migu too. Even though migu lahaitzi layamina, even though we don't say a migu to be maitzi, if I say you owe me money and I come with a migu, I can't be maitzi mamen from you with a migu. Migu is not strong enough to be maitzi mamen. Migu lahaitzi layamina. But a woman who has a ksuba and a migu, let's say she has a ksuba, and the husband has a taina that she would lose. She has a migu that she could win. A migu will be enough to be maitzi mamen for a ksuba, because the one who has the ksuba is a muhzik, not called a migu lahaitzi. And the Shmaitzer says this beferish. Now, I think there's a problem. Somebody has to ask this on the Shmaitzer. So look at the bottom Tosfos, the last six words. This last six words of that Tosfos seem to contradict. Tosfos there, you'll learn the Tosfos. It's talking about being Maitzi Ksubo to Migu. I think Tosfos says Migu Lahaitzi Layamina. By a lady who has a Migu. Tosfos talking about a lady who has a Migu Mukaseitz. Tosfos says Migu Lahaitzi Layamina. It's not like the Shmaitzer. So, we're going to have to find the Teretz. But the Shmaitzer says it anyway. I mean, the fact is, the Shmaitzer has this Yisayid, which will come up again in the Perek, that a Ksuba, a woman who has a Ksuba, is a Mochzekes, and she can win with a Svek-Sveka, she can win with a Migu. So that is the third. So we have three Shitas so far. Reuben Leif, who says, Svek-Sveka is stronger than Rav, it's Maitzi Mamin. The Shach who says Svek Svek is not Maitzi Mamin, except with the Svek Svek of Paskin Zisr, then Mamelud is a Chiyav Mamin. The Shmaitzer who says Svek Svek is not Maitzi Mamin, only Beksub is different. And the fourth and final sheet is the Pnei Shua himself, who says maybe a Svek Svek is Maitzi Mamin together with a Tziruf of Bari B'Shama. Our Gemara, she's a Bari. Says that wasn't his honor. He is a Shema, because the man never knows when business happened. So the Pnei Shua, Svek Sveka, with the Bari and Shema, works to be Maitzi Mamin. He doesn't provide any logic why Svek Sveka and Bari should work together. He just says maybe that's Pshat Taisis.
What's the right
from
the last Taisis?
So, Taisis, the Kasha on the Shemaitzim, the last Taisis said, a woman who wants to be Maitzi Ksuba with a Migu. She says, I'm a psula, but believe me, I could have said that's a psula because of mukasayitz. So such a taina is up to is a migul haitzi, layamina. But the Shmaitzer said that a woman who has a ksuva could have a migul.
He says,
vi layamina, doesn't say. No, ilayamina, if you hold migul haitzi, layamina, and if you hold that klal and shas, they don't say migul haitzi, then asinamisha. So these are the klalim of Svek Svek Alayitzi Mamin. What we're going to do Chazara, we're going to have a list of the Yisaitis of the Sugya. And on Yurim and Tesla and Beis, this is going to be the one major klal of Svek Svek Alayitzi Mamin. Yitz Hashem, for Sunday, please be prepared. Before Chazara, we're going to get on Yurim and Aleph till Rabban Shimon Megamli Alayna. It's about 10 lines down, the last word of the line, Rabban Shimon. We're going to get till Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and then we're going to do Chazara. Hopefully, either Sunday or probably be Monday, we're going to finish to there, and we'll be able to start. There's a Siba downstairs. I would urge, I always urge everyone to attend. But if Brett is going to be here, certainly somebody, it's Iftar Mincha.